Good evening. It is Tuesday evening, or Tuesday night actually, February the 2nd, 2010, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this series that I've been trying to do, and I'm doing, on a return to historic Christianity. Tonight, and I'm not going to keep you too long tonight, or maybe I will, we'll see. Tonight we're going to talk about something that I rarely see anymore, and that's the humility to learn from others. If you turn with me to the book of Acts, the 18th chapter, at verse 24, and I'll be reading from the NIV. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man, with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Now here's a guy who basically went to a seminary. He was Jewish. He was learned. In other words, he went to a school and he learned things. And he was a disciple who only knew of the baptism of John. Now, he knew about Jesus and he taught about Jesus. He was passionate about what he was saying, but he didn't know enough. He only knew of the baptism of John. That was it. That made him, while he was fervent and excited and probably charismatic and very vocal and a bulldog, basically, it didn't make him complete. And you know, we can look at things around the internet, and I'm talking about the internet here, and we can see these same things, that there are some people out there who have great zeal. That was the word I was looking for. Zeal. Great zeal, yet they lack knowledge. And they end up not fulfilling their whole potential. And yet, these people aren't very willing. In fact, they're not willing at all to submit themselves to those who might know a little bit more than they do, and to help them clear up the rough spots, or to polish the diamond, if you will. You see this every day. You know, I can name a couple of guys right off the bat, but you probably know who they are already, so we'll just leave that up to your imagination, and if you don't guess right, you're probably still right about whoever you're thinking about. But anyhow, Apollos, he had great fervor, he had zeal, but he didn't have the knowledge that he needed. So what happened? Along came Priscilla and Aquila, and they invited him to their home and explained to him the ways of God more adequately. You see, Apollos. Now, if Apollos was in today's world, he would have said, "Hey, jump in a lake. I know more than you. I've been to seminary. I've been trained." Now, it doesn't say anything about Priscilla and Aquila being trained in anything. Only they knew more than Apollos did. Now, I've been accused of being elitist, that I talk down to people who don't have a seminary education, who are not seminary-trained professors, or whatever. And I can tell you that that is a lie. I don't believe that, and the people who truly know me know I don't believe that. In fact, today I had a conversation with a friend, and it was good to, I finally talked to him for the first time, and it was good, and I learned so much about Christianity from this guy who's never been in a seminary, who has never claimed to be anything other than a Christian, and who shows it by his example, and who's taught me so much, and today helped me see a couple things, whether he even realizes it or not. See, we all need people like Priscilla and Aquila, but the first thing we need to be is humble, to submit our, be willing to submit ourselves to those who may know more about God's ways than ours, than we do. It's that simple. We have to be willing. See, that's the difference. That's what they did in the back in the old days, the days of historic Christianity, when things were just taken off. They were a different type of people. They were a persecuted people, but they were a humble type of folk. They were submissive to their authority. They didn't look down on folks who didn't have an education, nor did they put folks on a pedestal who did. But they learned from each other. They grew together. They basically, what I guess it's called in the book of Proverbs, iron sharpening iron. Today we don't see iron sharpening iron. All we see are, I know more than you, ha ha ha. And they want to show you. Or another phrase that I hear all the time, or I used to before I kicked these people out of my life, and I separated myself from these people who profess Christianity but probably aren't. They used to say things like, I can take this person down. Why would you want to take anyone down? That's not your job as a Christian. Your job is to build them up. I don't care if they're a heretic. I don't care if the person you're arguing with is a heretic. You don't take them down. You win the argument, sure. But your hope is not for them to be taken down. Your hope is that Christ is lifted up. And that's what Apollos wasn't able to do. Now, he probably had the ability to take folks down in a lot of things. But if he only knew the baptism of John, then he wasn't much good. Everyone knew about the baptism of John. That was common knowledge back then. And then as we look, it's, you know, the thing is with him is he was a rabbi and a disciple of the John the Baptist. But he was a one-trick pony and he needed to be discipled. He needed some additional education, some continuing education, if you will. And he got that from Priscilla and Aquila. And I don't know how they handled him, but the bottom line is, if you go to verse 27 of this text, you'll read this. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. See, prior to his willingness to submit to people who were beneath his station, he wouldn't have been able to do that. He only knew the baptism of John. You see, now this is a guy who was a seminary-trained man. Don't tell me, and don't tell me that seminaries are a man-made invention. They are not. These were places that God ordained for men to learn. But then he needed some extra help. And what he needed was two people who were beneath the station who knew more than him. And he needed to submit himself. He needed to be humble. And he needed to learn what he needed to learn. And then he went in and he basically kicked butt. That's what we need to learn. All of us do. All of us do. No one is better than the other in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. We're all the same in God's eyes. Sure, he's given us different gifts and different roles. Absolutely. Not everyone is called to teach. I just read a blog today that I wanted to just cry because it's just ridiculous that someone could have 12 different views in 1 year and still can try to contend to be a teacher and to contend for a faith that he may change the next day. You never know. But he's not humble enough to submit to anyone. You see, that's why his ministry is ineffective. The reason that Apollos' ministry was effective, the reason that your ministry will be effective, the reason my ministry will be effective is when we submit ourselves to others who are in Christ, who can help us polish the stone, fill in the blanks, and give us the opportunity to prove from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ, to vigorously refute those who stand against the scriptures that teach that Jesus was the Christ. That's what we need to return to, that humility, that submission to others within the body, in order that we can serve Christ better, in order for us to use our spiritual gifts in a better way. Alright, I hope this made sense. Like I said, this is not going to be in any particular order. We're just going to go through some situations, try to get you to return to the way that the historic Christians thought and believed. I'm not trying to get you to join a church. We want you to. We want you to come together with the body of believers. And at some point we'll get into all that. But we need you to have the mindset and the attitude of those early believers, the historic Christianity founders and early believers, the people who got us to where we are today. And it's not a mess, my friends. Don't let anybody tell you any different. The body of Christ is not a mess, all right? It's people who have gone and diverted from the thoughts and patterns and ideas and morals of the early Christian believers who've got us in this mess. And we need to return back to those thoughts, attitudes, and patterns in order to right this ship. Alright, that'll be enough for me tonight. God bless you, and if the Lord's willing, I'll be back again tomorrow night. Good night.